The KRTU webcast is brought to you by KRTU members like you. Become a member today by checking out the membership page on our website at krtu.org.
Jazz FM. Destination 91.7. Indy. Overnight. Turn right.
I love to see.
Drifting away like a feather in air.
Exit now. At destination. This is 91.7 Indy Overnight.
Yeah. Will it burn up all my
KRTU San Antonio. Music for independent listeners.
Inside yourself, you are nobody else but you. Yes, you. KRTU 91.7. This is Indie Overnight, and this is Strawberry Jams. I'm your host, Marco, here at Trinity University every Monday from 10 to 11. I have a really special show tonight for Strawberry Jams. In the studio with me, I have the owner and curator of the Presta House, Rigo. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going, Marco?
So we're going to play some jams from bands that have all played at the Presta House. We're going to be talking about some music that's going on at the Presta House, both past, present, future. So the band that we were just listening to real quick was former San Antonio band Calico Club. That was a track called Red Chandelier off of the EP Your Body and the Beat. I believe they played a show at the Presta House last year. Really cool stuff from them. But we got a lot of music to get to. So coming up next, we're going to listen to some tracks from a lot of San Antonio bands that have all played at the Presta House. We're going to listen to Mind Shrine, Ellis Rodon, a couple bands from other parts in Texas, the Cold Tonys, Calico Blue. Later in the hour, we're going to listen to some Kid Trails, Little Wings, all types of stuff. All these bands that have played at the Presta House. And this playlist has been curated by Rigo. But yeah, coming up next, we're going to listen to a track from Mind Shrine. This is called Sad TV. And is there anything you wanted to add quickly, Rigo?
Yeah, I guess just to correct. So they're originally from Houston, Texas.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah,
okay.
We recently had them. Dominic Walsh from here, KRTU, brought them down. We've been able to work with a lot of really cool people like Dominic. But it's a really great song.
That's nice. Awesome. Well, yeah, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Once again, you're listening to KRTU 91.7. This is Indie Overnight, and this is Strawberry Jams every Monday from 10 to 11. And coming up next, this is Mind Shrine with Mad TV, Sad TV.
Hey, how long did it go? Listening to KRTU 91.7 Indie Overnight.
Don't got a reason, at least not a very good one. We'll be right back.
KRTU 91.7, this is Strawberry Jams here on Indie Overnight. Strawberry Jams is every Monday from 10 to 11. I'm your host, Marco. Got a special show going on tonight. In the studio with me is Rigo of the Presta House Gallery, local gallery owner and curator. And we're playing music from all the bands that have been playing at the Presta House lately and also in the future. But just to make a quick note, all of the music that we've listened to and are going to listen to tonight has been curated by Rigo. And all of these bands have played the Presta House all this year. So lots of really cool shows going on. We're just listening to a band called Calico Blue. We're listening to a track called Velvet off of their new album, 15 Sunrise. Right before that, we heard a band called The Cold Tonys. We heard a track called Bake Love off the album Bake Love. Before that, we heard Ellis Radon with a new track called Crashing off of their new album, Bloody Honey. And at the top of that set, we heard a track from a band called Mindshrine, and that song was called Sad TV. Once again, all these bands have played at the Presta House, and we kind of got some interesting sets going. So Rigo is with me here, and just to note, all of these bands that we just listened to are from Texas, right?
Yeah, those are mostly regional bands. Houston, San Marcos. Well, Calico Blue is originally from Amherst, but now they're in Austin. And Ellis Reedon, yeah, here in San Antonio. So we do a lot of regional shows, and now a lot more traveling, touring bands have been coming through lately. So it's just kind of fun to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, so it's really awesome because you're telling me that a lot of this just kind of happens randomly. We were talking about how all of these shows were kind of booked by kind of different groups and people. For instance, that band Calico Blue, now based out in Austin, played a show with local band Baldemar, a band from Austin called Neville, and a local band called Party Piece. And then the Cold Tonys from San Marcos, they played with local bands Midnight Cleaners and Dream Board. So how does that booking kind of happen, or how did it start happening? Because I know this has all been kind of recently.
I guess we've been really fortunate that we have relationships with artists that have sort of ties to bands, or they themselves play in musical acts. You mentioned Dream Board, like the Wallies are really talented filmmakers. But a lot of other stuff, I mean, they sort of just kind of sought us out. We're really focusing mostly on the gallery side of things. Our first year or two, always with music sort of happening in the background. We haven't had a lot of DJs, but bands are sort of like in a completely different monster, as I'm sure you understand.
Yeah.
So I think once the gallery kind of matured a little bit, we were more ready for bands to come in.
What we were talking about a little bit, what I was trying to ask you before earlier today is how the first band you had, because I remember every now and then at First Fridays kind of seeing the gallery. And I think y'all kind of started with, you were talking about how it was artists, and then they would also happen to do music. You mentioned a lot of really cool artists who are also accordion players, or DJs who are accordion players, and a lot of cumbia musicians. Is that kind of how the music started taking off?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of everything. The way that we would try to program the music was whatever the style of work that was on the walls, we really wanted to do or have a sound or sort of a soundtrack to that artwork. And it was really effective, or it's been really effective. But a lot of artists, like I mentioned, either got their start as being musicians or became musicians after the fact. So like Gande Aguilar, who's an artist from Brownsville, got his start as an accordion player when he was, I think, 15, if I'm not mistaken. But he was a founding member of El Ida y Avante, which is a really popular band.
Nice.
For anyone that's into like Tejano music. So he's, you know, we've had jam sessions with him where, you know, people pass around the accordion.
That is so cool.
Like Alvaro from Piñata Protest sat in on one of those, and it's just really kind of happens organically, which has been sort of the fun part of everything that's been going on there.
Yeah, and then I also remember talking to you about how Garrett recorded his album there, and I think you were saying he was one of the first kind of like bands or like musicians that you kind of had a show for.
Yeah. Yeah, they sort of took over the gallery space for a weekend or several days. That was really neat. The entire gallery was basically a giant speaker, so I couldn't really be there as much as I wanted to, because it was really neat to see that. Corey Cook was there too.
How did they approach you about that? What did you think about that? Were you kind of thinking, well, the arts first?
I'm always open to any kind of idea that anybody wants to do creatively in that space, and I think that's why people are cool, or why people keep coming to us. And you know,
because you also mentioned there's a music video that was filmed there too.
So that's another kind of one of those things, like Janalva from Faya wanted to shoot a video. I had this idea, and the house worked out really well for that situation. So Christine Young, who has toured with like Morrissey, she's a really awesome musician, came in and shot a music video in the space, and that was the same kind of deal. They kind of just took it over. And I mean, we're really, really open to doing things like that. If it works with our schedule, then we're open to do it.
And so then how kind of did you transfer then from these really organic, art-centered, kind of creative outlets, you know, people recording music videos and using it as a studio, to actually booking, you know, shows from, you know, this band from Massachusetts hit you up, you know, bands from San Marcos, South Carolina? How did that kind of start taking off?
Some of the bands, they directly just contact us, but again, we've worked with been really fortunate to work with people like Dominic Walsh and, you know, Baldemar Esquivel, Neil Farso, that, you know, they have an idea that they want to do or a pitch, and we're, again, open to doing or to being creative or trying different things. So far, we've been really happy with every show we've had, you know, regardless of what size the show's been. I mean, it's just kind of fun to shift gears, I guess. And I'm a big fan of music, so
yeah,
there's that too.
Yeah, so I really enjoyed all those tracks we're just listening to. Once again, those were a lot of kind of Texas-based bands, but we're going to listen to some more tracks coming up soon. We're going to listen to a little bit of Como Las Movies, Kid Trails, Little Wings, and then also we're going to hear a track from Jesse, of course, is from a band called Purex, and we got some interesting stories for them. Do you want to listen to these tracks first, or kind of talk about how Jesse and Kid Trails played and DJ shows at the gallery?
I mean, I'm cool if we play some music. I'm sure nobody wants to hear me talk.
Stay tuned, everyone. We're going to talk about some of these really interesting bands coming up very soon. But also, just real briefly, coming up next, we're going to listen to a track from a band called Como Las Movies, and it's going to be called Una Volta Más. Is there anything you wanted to mention in particular about this band?
Yeah, that song in particular is their new single. They just put out a video. I guess you could see it on YouTube or social media. It's a really cool video. They're sort of took inspiration from Loteria, Mexican Loteria. You know, I grew up playing it with my grandmother, but it's a really fun video and a really great track.
Awesome. Well, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Once again, this is Strawberry Jams on KRTU 91.7. I have Rigo from the Presta House Gallery talking about all these awesome shows that they've been doing and that they're going to continue doing. All these bands, once again, have played within these past couple months this year in San Antonio 2019. So all these shows are open to the public, and it's really awesome to see what the local scene here is developing into. But yeah, coming up next, we're going to listen to a track from Como Las Movies, and this is called Una Volta Nas. And once again, you're tuned into KRTU 91.7.
Esto es amor, es para ti. Esta mañana la abrí para ti. Esto es ardor, viene de mí. Esta es mía.
Una vuelta más. 91.7 Indie Overnight Calendar, brought to you by the San Antonio Current at sacurrent.com. Tuesday at 10 p.m., Royal Thunder at Limelight. Thursday at 8 p.m., Cut Cloth EP release, featuring St. Duke's, Noise Quota, and Vintage Pictures at Ventura. Thursday at 9 p.m., Collective Dreams and Friends, live at High Tones. Submissions to the 91.7 Indie Overnight Calendar can be made at our events page at krtu.org. Please send listings 1 week in advance. For a comprehensive list of events in San Antonio and DJs on our station, visit our website at krtuindy.org. The Indie Overnight Calendar is a public service of 91.7 KRTU and is made possible by the San Antonio Current at sacurrent.com.
KRTU 91.7. Once again, you're tuned in to Strawberry Jams every Monday from 10 to 11. I'm your host, Marco. And in the studio with me tonight, I have Rigo, owner and curator of the Presta House Gallery based in Southtown off of Presta Street in San Antonio, Texas. We're listening to all bands that have played there within these past couple months. Lots of really cool stuff has been going on at the Presta House. We're talking about all of this music. We're just listening to a track called Naming by Kid Trails off of the Naming EP, which came out in 2017. And right before that, we heard a track from Goma Las Movies called Una Vuelta Más. Really cool track from Goma Las Movies. We were talking earlier about how they're an Austin-based band, and I think also you were mentioning that one of the members DJed at the Presta House before as well.
Yeah, Alfredo Rios, or Greñas as we like to call him, has DJed there prior. I didn't really know that he played in Comala's Movies when he was DJing with us. We have a really close relationship with his wife, Coca Treviño, who is a curator and programs manager up in Austin. She works with Big Medium, and they have their own side project called The Proyecto.
Nice.
So she's guest curated exhibitions with us. Again, that's one of those things where there's a relationship between either an artist or a curator that we're working with, and there's mutual interest in them playing. So we found out about his band, and they've played the gallery a couple times now. They're super fun. I mean, that's all I could really say.
Yeah, I think they, if I'm right, they played the King William Fair Showcase or Fiesta?
Yeah,
that's really awesome. If you're just tuning in now, once again, this is Rigo from the Presta House, and we've been talking about how a lot of these shows are really awesome, and they've been happening really organically. It feels like, someone who's in the art scene and someone wants to play a show. And I think one of the most interesting shows as well, in my opinion, was when Kid Trails played. And how did that show come together? I've been playing Kid Trails a lot on the radio station, but for those of you who are just tuning in or aren't too familiar with his music, he's actually the bassist of Tori Moi. And I know it was right after Tori Moi played in San Antonio.
Yeah, they originally had asked us to do a show just following their act. They were playing at Paper Tiger. But after we had agreed to do it, they decided to do it the following night. Mutual friends, well, my nephew Antonio, really good friend of yours, gave me a call and just told me that they were interested in playing, which, again, is just one of those like very fortunate situations that happen. So they came in and played, as you know, because you were on that bill as well.
Yeah, that was a really awesome show. I was just so surprised. But it's really cool to see a lot of shows that have been happening like that. And he did an awesome set. I think he really enjoyed the gallery.
He was an incredibly nice person. It's funny because there's a lot of people that say very complimentary things over the past couple of years about the gallery or whatever we're doing. But he was, he had some really encouraging stuff for me, and it's really stuck with me a lot. So I'm really grateful that he came through, and he's actually recently revisited us on his way to Marfa's, which is really
super cool.
Surprised. They had just finished doing like Ellen, and now they're like on their European tour or whatever.
So
he's a really nice guy. I mean, I can't really say enough about how good of a guy he is. So.
Yeah. I mean, you're a great guy, too. but yeah, it's really cool that all these shows have been happening. So we're going to listen to some more tracks kind of soon. But also, I know we want to talk about how Austin Leonard Jones and Jesse Jerome Jenkins also played the Presta House Gallery.
Yeah, I think that was our last show. Neil Farso, who actually writes with Glass Tire, had hit us up about doing this music show. He's really, really good friends with Jesse. We've become really good friends with Jesse because we exhibited the work of his wife, Ashley Thomas, which was completely, we had no idea that she was married to Jesse. I'm obviously a big fan of his music going back several years.
Yeah.
but yeah, Neil had the show Little Wings, of course. A lot of people are big fans of Little Wings.
Yeah, I love Little Wings.
And Austin Leonard Jones is a pretty big name in his own right. So that was a really awesome show. We had so much fun with those three people. Well, that whole group that was here, it was so much fun.
Yeah, awesome. Well, yeah, let's listen to a couple of these tracks and then we'll come back and talk about these bands more. Once again, thanks for tuning in, everybody. You're tuned in to KRTU. This is Strawberry Jams on 91.7. And coming up next, we're going to listen to some Austin Leonard Jones. And this is a track called Mexican Cat Dance.
Manders preached the funeral, said it really was a simple way to die. He laid down to rest one afternoon and never opened up his eyes. They hired me and frightened Joe, dig the grave and carry up some chairs. Drunk a case of beer. I guess I ought to go and watch him put them down, but I don't own a suit. Anyway, when they start talking about the fires in hell, well, I get spooked. I'll just sit here in my truck and act like I don't know him when they. Anyway, when they're all through, I got to go to work and mow the grass. I
I know you probably think I should have told you everything and explained every thought that I was thinking. Today, this morning, this evening. Parties, anything. Something new, something old. Throw in something blue. Throw in something cold. Stone soup. Throw something in the bowl. And a one, and a two, and a three, like you and me could see. Surely it's meant to be. Buzzing.
KRTU 91.7, this is Indie Overnight, and this is Strawberry Jams. Here in the studio, we've been having a really awesome time. I have Rigo with the Presta House Gallery in the studio, and we've been talking about all these awesome shows that have been happening over at the Presta House. All these bands that we've been listening to tonight have all played at the Presta House this year. We're just listening to a really awesome band, one of my all-time favorites, really, called Little Wings. That was a track called By Now. And right before that, we heard a song from San Antonio native Austin Leonard Jones. That track was called Mexican Cat Dance. And they actually played a show together at the Presta House Gallery May 4th, I believe. That was a really awesome show. But yeah, thanks so much for being in the studio with me, Rigo. What do you want to say about those two bands?
They were pretty unexpected, I guess. I've been a big fan of Little Wings. I actually wasn't as familiar with Austin Leonard Jones, but I quickly learned about all of his all the interesting things about him. He's super cool.
He's very eclectic.
And then Jesse was also on that bill, and we've become pretty good friends. And I think October of last year, we had Ashley Thomas, who's married to Jesse, exhibit with us. And for those that don't know, Jesse plays with Purex, and I'm a big fan of Purex.
Love Purex over here.
Exhibit was really interesting because we had him DJ. Kyle Dixon was also DJing, which was super awesome. I didn't make the connection that she was married to Jesse, and, you know, I had to tell him like what a big fan of his I was, and now we're really close friends, and I think we have a track that's going to come up in a bit. He sent us something that he's never released, should be on his new album, and that should be coming out later this year, early next year. Yeah, I think we got Space Dingus, which is another band that's going to be coming through later this month.
Yeah, but it's really awesome that y'all been having all these shows, and it's really cool to hear how organically they've been happening. I know, I also want to say, I think that show, the first one where Jesse was DJing, I don't even think I knew that was happening. I think you were kind of telling me that his wife was just like, hey, can my husband DJ? And you were just kind of like, yeah, sure. Then Kyle Dixon was there. And then also for those who don't know, Kyle Dixon is in a band called Survive, and they did the music for Stranger Things. So to just kind of be in a room with five people, and it's Kyle Dixon of Stranger Things and Jesse DJing, I thought that was really, really incredible. That was really awesome.
Yeah, we were pretty stoked about that. Really mostly just being really fortunate. Everybody's super nice and laid back and really down to earth. And that's, again, a reason why I've really enjoyed doing this stuff. I mean, we had done music before and we weren't really sure if it would work out in the long run. But everybody's been so incredibly supportive or just really fun to work with. So we'll just keep doing it as long as we keep enjoying
it. That's awesome.
It,
you know? Yeah, no, it's been awesome. So yeah, we're just about at the end of the show. Like Rigo said, we're going to listen to a track from Jesse Drum Jenkins, unreleased. It's called Told You So. I think we're going to try to squeeze in some Space Dingus in there as well. But real briefly, are there any upcoming shows you wanted to mention? I know you were saying Space Dingus is playing. That looks like June 24th.
Yeah, they'll be playing with Mockingbird Smith and Nuclear Juarez. We're really looking forward to that. Space Dingus is from Joplin, Missouri, so they're just touring through Texas and wanted to do a show here. We have Born Twins are coming, several other shows. But if you just follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff, our website, presshouse.com.
Awesome. Yeah. Sweet. Well, yeah, let's listen to this track from Jesse. I am super stoked. I've only heard a little bit of this. Once again, if you're just tuning in, this is a brand new unreleased song, soon to be released song, maybe sometime later this year or in 2020 by Jesse Drum Jenkins. Once again, it's called Told You So. Jesse has been in PRX and is making some really awesome solo music. But yeah, thanks so much for being on the show with me, Rigo.
Thank you so much, Marco.
Yeah, so once again, this is Jesse, and this track is called Told You So, and you have been listening to KRTU. This is Strawberry Jams in on Indie Overnight on 91.7, and this is Jesse Rome Jenkins with Told You So.
We want you to connect with us. Find us on Twitter at KRTUIndy. Check us out at the blog at indy.krtu.org. Like us on Facebook for updates about goings-on in the Indy community. And connect with KRTU Indy Overnight online. Because without you, we are just KRTU.